Yo, they got Charlie Kirk, bro. I've never been happier.
Never believe the reason I'm smiling. And it has nothing to do with Charlie Kirk. Nothing to do with Charlie Kirk.
I would say pour one out for Kirky Boy, but I don't waste good beer on little bitches.
I haven't posted on TikTok in a long time, but I'm gonna now because rest in peace, Bozo!
Charlie Kirk just got put down like a fucking dog in Utah, and I could not be happier. Praise fucking be.
I do not, and I will not, ever feel bad when bad people get what the fuck they deserve.
Charlie Kirk got shot? That's awful. That's so sad. Hope he recovers well.
I just heard that someone shot Charlie Kirk? Dang it. Ah, shucks. Thoughts and prayers.
Do you support his death?
I do.
You support his death?
Fuck Charlie Kirk.
You support Charlie Kirk being killed?
Yes, I do.
On the day he died, you're here at a vigil.
Yep.
For Charlie Kirk, and you support his death.
You
support his shooter?
Yep, sure do.
You support Charlie Kirk's shooter?
Sure do. He does all the favors.
Would you shoot somebody like Charlie Kirk?
I would have killed him myself.
Also, shooting and everything is bad. It's bad. But like, this is like, for conservatives, this is like kind of fuck around and find out. This is what they want.
I'm not saying she deserved it, but I'm saying God's timing is always right.
And goodness knows the wicked's lives are lonely.
I have breaking news. We think that Charlie Kirk just got shot in the neck. Hey, ooh, ah, ooh. Cut the music. In real talk, I am not truly celebrating that he got shot in the neck. I think it's really sad for his family because I know he was a father, and if he does pass away from this, hopefully not, hopefully so, that is not good because bringing kids up in a broken family is never good.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the psychology of how it is that people I'm sure who have friends, who have families, who in aspects of life are probably perfectly normal, can possibly react like that, like you just saw, to the murder of innocent people, and particularly someone like Charlie Kirk, with whom they may have political disagreements. I mean, what on earth is going on that they can celebrate something like that? I mean, a case in point, of course, is the assassination of Luigi Mangione, a person who was killed, who was murdered by a leftist on the grounds that he was involved in Big Pharma and so forth, and they were celebrating this. It was as though the attitude was, oh, it's terrible that someone should be killed. Oh, it's but there's a sense in which it was justified. There's a sense in which it is okay. There's a sense in which it is acceptable because he doesn't agree with our opinions and he represents things which we don't particularly like. And you had them celebrating this. You had them saying they wanted to date the guy. You had them making him into a hero. Now, what kind of people will do things like this? What kind of people need to social signal to their in-group, even at the point of a tragic and appalling murder? Well, there's a number of kinds. The first is just the low intelligence reaction. People who don't have very high IQ, and this makes them highly instinctive. And one of our instincts is to find some kind of pack, some kind of group, and to be part of that group. And that can happen over very small things. There's research, the psychological research indicates that can happen over tiny differences. It's how children will divide along, I don't know, the kind of crisps they like or the kind of football team they like. And, and it brings out our most primal instincts. And we can become extremely aggressive as a consequence. And people that have low IQ tend to be more instinctive. They tend to be more aggressive. So that's the first kind of stupid reaction. Just the kind of people that are going to go, hell yeah, he's not in my group and he's been killed. So good. And this allows you to overcome any empathy that you might have for Charlie Kirk, that you might have for Charlie Kirk's wife, who apparently witnessed his assassination. And this is the kind of stupidity that you see. In the case of Charlie Kirk, apparently there was a chap on the shoulders of somebody else celebrating, arms up in the air at the event in Utah, celebrating what had happened. So that's the really stupid reaction. When that's the low intelligence reaction, the instinctive reaction. But then there's the slightly, or the rather more intelligent reaction, which you saw in the video and which we see a lot more of, which is this idea of wanting to balance being able to social signal and signal to your in-group that you are a very strong supporter of the in-group, such that you, in a sense, are prepared to accept that people that are in your out-group should die, and it is a good thing that they die, and it makes you happy that they die. But on the other hand, as you saw with the girl that said, celebrate good times, that girl, you need to balance this with not seeming that you're wicked, with not seeming that you're callous, with not seeming that you're just basically some kind of psychopath. That's the more intelligent reaction. The more intelligent people understand that intelligence predicts being socially conformist. It predicts looking around the world and working out what the way the wind is blowing, and then adopting that worldview, forcing yourself via effortful control to adopt that worldview, and because you understand the social benefits of it, and then competitively signalling that worldview. And that can, unless there's something that blocks it from continuing forever, that can go on until it is so extreme that you are advocating essentially, or supporting anyway, the murder of your political opponents. And that is what we see with that woman. So she's so ensconced in this need to social signal, which is predicted by intelligence, but which is also predicted by social anxiety, by being sort of slightly mentally unstable and thus needing to uber conform in order to reassure yourself that the group accepts that you're fully one of them, and in order to get the reassurance from the group that you are accepted within the group. And so that's what she does. She celebrates. She's happy about the death of Charlie Kirk. It's quite appalling. But then at the same time, she knows that's going a bit far for some people. So she draws back. She's intelligent enough to know that's a bit far. So she draws back and says, oh, well, of course, it's terrible. No one should be killed. No one should be assassinated. But, and there's always the but he was very right wing. But he was critiquing of trans rights. But he was against what she sees as being against gun control. So it's a bit justified. It's a bit justified, but I no, you shouldn't go around murdering people. But and so you manage to get that exact balance. That's what intelligent people do. That exact balance. And you get this a lot with researchers, that you need to be original. You need to indicate to the surrounding people and you who research the same kind of science that you do that you are highly, that you're original, you have original thoughts and you're intelligent. You need to signal that. But you also need to signal that you are conformist and you won't rock the boat, and this helps you to be a careerist. You are, as it were, the midwit. And you do this by basically getting stuff that other people have written and adding a little bit on the end. So therefore it's a bit original, such that you can signal your originality, but it's not too original, such that you're dodgy and dangerous. And that's what she's doing. She's a bit happy that, you know, there's the justification of it, but she's not too happy. She is happy, and you can actually see her smiling. You can see her smiling as she says, "Oh, of course, let's hope he's not been killed," or whatever it is that she says. And so you get that balance right. You get that exact balance right in order to be to know that you are optimally placed within your in group. It's a fascinating psychological phenomenon. And it makes sense as well if you understand the nature of the kind of people that are left wing. There have been a number of interesting studies on this, of what it is that motivates people that are left wing. Now, of course, what they say is it's compassion. We're all about compassion. We're all about the compassion. We're moved so deeply by the feelings of other people. That's why we're like we are. That's why we're in favour of gun control or whatever. If you actually look at the research on this, there was one study on this that found that only about 5% of left-wing people are genuinely motivated by compassion. So there are some left-wing people that are extremely compassionate, and that overwhelms everything else, every other consideration you can think of. But that's only a small minority of them. Malicious envy is what motivates about 25% of them, i.e. they feel that they should have power and they don't have power, and they are resentful of those who have power, because on average left-wing people are relatively right-wing people, mentally unstable. And therefore they want to bring them down. They are resentful. That's about 25% of what motivates them. Self-interest is about 20%. So that would just be basically working class people or people that are gay or whatever it is, being left-wing because they consider it in their personal interests to be left-wing. Fairness is another quarter of what seems to motivate them. And by fairness, of course, this is basically underpinned by resentment. This is basically the idea that everyone should have the same, that it is wrong that people with certain intrinsic qualities that make them achieve more should have more. That is wrong. Everyone should be brought down. So essentially, that can also be reduced to resentment. And about 20%, it's just instrumental harm. And this is what we are seeing with their attitude towards Charlie Kirk. Their attitude is instrumental harm, i.e., yes, this is a terrible and awful thing that has happened, but it's also good. It's a good thing that this has happened. In a sense, he deserved to die. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the greater good. For the greater good, we should be allowed to do bad things. We should be allowed to do evil things for the greater good. And we must overcome any compassion that we might have. And so it's very, very easy to do that. And what left-wing people, of course, tend to do is they identify with people that are genetically dissimilar from them in order to seem like they are compassionate about the marginalised and thus covertly play for status and get power by virtue signalling, because being unstable, they fear a fair fight. But also, of course, this allows them, as people that are individually oriented and power motivated, to create a coalition with these people, a subtle coalition, whereby all the time they're saying, oh, I'm motivated by compassion and the outsider, in order to take power over their own people. And, of course, this is what Charlie Kirk is challenging. He is challenging that, and he is exposing them for what they are, and he's demonstrating their lies, basically. He's confronting them with what they are. And if you confront a person that is deeply insecure and mentally unstable and has created a kind of narcissistic false self in which they're morally superior, and you confront with what they are, then this can make them so frightened of exposure, because that's what these people are afraid of, exposure. And by the way, narcissism is bound to predict leftism, because narcissists need narcissistic supply. In a left-wing society, you get that supply via signalling your moral, how compassionate you are and so forth, by virtue signalling. Then, of course, they have to bring them down. And this is what we've seen. So this is just what has happened. I think it's so symbolic of the nature of the left and of the nature of the intelligent left. This very idea that the need to social signal trumps and the need to reassure yourself that you are important within your own group trumps any compassion for individuals. This is the mindset, as Roaring Nationalist has said, of those that butchered the Russian royal family. This is the banality of evil. This is people that are prepared to do horrific things for what they see as the greater good, and because they are just so resentful of people that are successful, of people basically on the right. People on the right, compared to people on the left, are mentally stable. They are the men are taller and more muscular. They are better looking. They are happier. they are more likely to have children and the fulfillment of a family. There are all these things, and you get a certain class of people who are individually, and they're group oriented as well, and they make sacrifices for their group because that's what we've been evolved to do over a long time. The people on the left deviate from that. They are individually oriented, they are selfish, they are mentally unstable, they are unattractive. You know all of it. I'm sure viewers will know a lot of this. And so they are resentful. And so they bring someone down like Shirley Kirk, and they are happy about it. And they take pleasure in it because he's other to them and he represents all that they despise and are resentful of. And they want to express that fact to other people who have the same views as them in order to get to a higher level of status in their in-group. But they have to balance that with other considerations. So it's a very, very subtle and intelligent form of evil, which you see in the videos that I have just I have just shown you. And equally with Irina Zakutska, it's the same thing. She has become a symbol for the right. And so there is a degree, no matter what she was in life. And so there's a degree to which that one can take pleasure in what happened to her. So you know what's coming. You know what's happening. You know what's going to develop in the wake of this, I think. And so there's a lot of things that I can't say on YouTube. And those things will increase. So I would appreciate it if you could subscribe to my Substack. That's jollyheretic.com, where I will put the things that I can't say on here. And where if you can support me if you like my work, I'd be most grateful. But anyway, RIP Charlie Kirk. And let us hope that the left continue to reveal their true colours even more than they already have. Goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?